You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WLCX Daily News Roundup for the Eagle 1490 AM in La Crosse.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. A heat advisory is in effect until 8 p.m. for our listening area. Who will be running for governor in Wisconsin to replace Tony Evers? So far, there are multiple announced candidates from both parties, but there could be several more to announce in the coming weeks and months. On the Democratic side, Sarah Rodriguez, currently the lieutenant governor, has begun her campaign. For Republicans, Bill Berrien and Josh Showman are running campaigns. Campaign finance reports show additional independent candidates or political newcomers have also begun filing. The election for governor is in November of 2026. La Crosse police said that they did not find any evidence of criminal activity in the death of 22-year-old Elliot Hines. Hines was found in the Mississippi River near Brownsville, Minnesota last Wednesday, 3 days after she was reported missing from La Crosse. She had last been seen walking on the 500 block of Front Street South. Police said that autopsy results will take months to confirm the cause of death, but they are continuing to investigate. In a statement, the La Crosse Police Department offered condolences to the woman's family. City government committees wrap up July's work today. Among today's group's meeting, the Board of Public Works will meet to consider a handful of broadband internet permits. Then the next committee meetings are next Monday, where the city will consider an ordinance restricting the sale of hemp-derived cannabinoids to people ages 21 and over. City officials will also take up items to replace drinking fountains around La Crosse and meet to discuss the new city administrator position. The next common council meeting is on August 14th. The state's housing market saw some positive signs in its June home sales report, which showed year-over-year sales up 8.1% and a slowing in the rise of median home prices. For over 4 years, the average cost of a home year-over-year rose 5%. For three of the last 4 months, that figure has stayed under 5%. The Wisconsin Realtors Association said that 11.5% of all closings happened in the month of June, and increasing home sales this summer could show an improving housing market. Average home prices in western Wisconsin have been lower than last year for the past 4 months already, while the number of homes sold is the highest in 5 years. However, in La Crosse County, local home sales reached a record median price of $340,000 in June, topping the old record set in May. That figure is also $25,000 more than this time last year and almost $55,000 more than the start of 2025. Median prices of homes in La Crosse County match the statewide number of $340,000. Senator Tammy Baldwin is part of a group of legislators that have introduced the Child Care for Working Families Act, which is part of a package of bills Baldwin says will lower costs for Wisconsin families.
I've introduced a package of bills that will address the challenges that I hear about in every community every day, from the high cost of housing, child care, and household goods.
The child care bill would cover a wide range of issues currently facing child care providers in Wisconsin and across the country.
Our bill ensures that no working family will pay more than 7% of their income on child care. This legislation will also provide grants to help communities in need to open new child care centers, covering startup and licensing costs. We'll also make sure that childcare workers are paid a living wage and achieve parity with elementary school teachers who have similar credentials and experience. Lastly, our bill would dramatically increase access to quality pre-K.
Baldwin said that an investment in childcare will also have other benefits.
When parents cannot find affordable care, they cannot join the workforce or go back to school to get the skills they need to land a good paying job.
Two other bills, the Price Gouging Prevention Act and First Time Homebuyer Tax Credit Act, are part of the package. Meanwhile, Governor Tony Evers has launched the Child Care Bridge Payment Program, which provides $110 million in monthly direct payments to Wisconsin child care providers through June 2026. The latest state budget includes some funding for child care providers in the state, but an industry already stretched thin financially is starting to see more challenges. With more, here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
The recent approval of the state budget includes $360 million for child care, but Corrine Hedrickson calls it too little, too late, with the need to support thousands of programs across Wisconsin, closer to $1 billion.
I will be closing my business August 29th because there just wasn't enough funding in the state budget for me to continue staying open without outpricing my parents. And at the end of the day, after 18 years, I finally am realizing I need to put my family and myself first too. And I have to be able to, you know that I will be okay.
Hendrickson runs Corrine's Little Explorers in the New Glarus area. As she helps the families she works with find other places for childcare, she says without any additional investment from the state, more providers will be forced to close.
Before the budget was signed into law, about a third of Wisconsin childcare providers were at risk of shutting down without any new funding sources. Highs today will be well into the 90s with heat index values in the triple digits. High temperatures and dew points carry on through the overnight where we will have scattered storms. Tomorrow, rain chances continue with highs in the 80s. Then we cool off for the rest of the week where sunny skies dominate the forecast and highs stay in the upper 70s or low 80s into the weekend, with no rain expected after early this week for several days. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay. The Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there. So
that's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season 4 finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season 4 finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 91 for a high this afternoon, and it is going to be muggy with a heat index into the triple digits today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. We'll drop into the upper 60s to low 70s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WLCX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at lacrosseeagle.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.